Hello, everybody. This is Blake Ruby from San Antonio. Welcome to my show, Spirits of the Universe. And indeed, we all are spirits, not only here in the material world, like the great song by The Police. You remember them, the rock band, The Police? We are spirits of the material world. Our spirits in the material world. But we're also spirits of the universe. Are you ready for that? Are you in the fifth grade? Us 12th graders, you know, we see things a little differently. But if you're listening to I didn't mean to say that in a way that would offend anyone. The truth is, when it comes to souls who have been journeying throughout the universe, is that some are more advanced than others. Wouldn't you agree? I'm not saying that I'm an advanced soul. I'm just saying that the reason that we have so much trouble in our evolution is because we're just learning in the basic stages of learning, like school. We're in the university of the universe, my friends. And a grade one is necessary to achieve grade two and grade three and so on, all the way up to college even. What I was saying is that some people out there are in the lower grades and some are in the higher grades. And the ones that are in the higher grades know about these spiritual concepts that I talk about, that I am very interested about, and other people are too. Others not so much, because they've got other things that they're interested in. For example, when someone is in a lower grade, they're not concerned about concepts like calculus and algebra or literature, Shakespeare, the writings of great poets, physics and quantum mechanics and the four forces of the universe and Einstein's theories of relativity. But that doesn't mean someone, say, in the 12th grade compared to someone in the 5th grade, like I was saying, is any better than they are. You know, you could have a bigger brother or older sister who is in another grade, a higher grade, like my sister was. She was 2 years older. Does that mean that they're any better than you are? No. We're still students, right? But the ones in the higher grade, they see God more. They're more interested in the metaphysical concepts. They're more interested in life after death. They're more interested in extraterrestrials. And did you happen, by the way, I hope everyone had a great last few weeks. And I hope you're tuning in to my show from all over the world. That's so amazing to me to think that, you know, internet radio is so easy to access, unlike FM or AM. And it's been almost a month since my last show. I think it was the 17th of February, actually. I went on a cruise. I'll tell you more about that. I'll tell you all about what's going on in my life. But I just wanted to explain my title for the show, Spirits of the Universe. And I think I really hit the jackpot when I came up with that title. As you know, I've tried some other titles like God is on the Sun. How did you like that? Was that a good title? And well, I've talked about this in previous shows, and some things I'm going to skip talking about because it's all there in the archives and BBS radio, you know, for anyone who wants to hear what I've got to say about these, shall I say, advanced soul concepts. And I don't mean that in a negative way to anyone else. You know if you're an advanced soul or not, I think. But everyone logically has to agree that there are different types of souls, right? Depending on how many previous lives you lived. And everyone has to understand that there's a beginning to a soul has a first life and then dies. Are you going to die? Of course you are. We all are. We're going to. We don't know when. Could be tomorrow. Could be 50 years down the road. Do you know what I mean? The point is, life goes on. We reincarnate. Maybe back here on Earth. Maybe on another planet. In our Milky Way galaxy, even. Or another galaxy. This is true. And the world is changing, you know. People, we're in this together. And what I put out into the atmosphere with my words is helping make a difference in our evolution. And there are so many other people who are doing the same thing. And I'm not saying that I am directly responsible for that. I'm just contributing. I've learned a lot from other people. A lot. Most of my knowledge I gained from other people. I've just been able to put things together myself in a way that has built my reality system to what it is today. All these views and perspectives and opinions and things that I know, not just believe, but know, I've pieced together like a jigsaw puzzle over the years. And with help from the Creator, I have developed myself spiritually to where I am today. So there's so much to talk about, my friends, on this show. And it's going to be archived, you know, so you can go back and listen to it. The truth is that not many people are really ready to listen to what I have to talk about today, just a few. And I only want to say positive things on my show, nothing negative. You know, we are all in this together, like I mentioned, and we can help make the world a better place. And as you know, we're in a precarious situation. The way the world is right now with all the wars that we've had in the past and the capabilities to destroy ourselves, the nuclear weapons, and there's a lot of hate, which is, I think it's kind of like love gone bad, you know, in a way, because we're loving spirits, all of us. We come from the spirit lands, you know, where our spirits exist, and anyone with half a brain has to acknowledge that we have a spirit inside of us. It's really true, you know. Even when we dream at night, our spirit comes out, you know. And that's what, when we dream, the dreams that we have are the eyes of the spirit. The eyes of the spirit are what's looking at everything that you see in your dreams. Your physical eyes are closed, right? Did you realize that? The dreams that you have are the eyes of your spirit. So we are spirits in the universe, my friends. Help me to help you evolve so you can help other people. People are helping me all the time to evolve. And we're making great progress, I think, with our evolution over these last few years, especially with the Industrial Revolution, you know, and the technology that we have now. It's absolutely amazing. And I thank God, really, for the incredible technology that we have. I don't take it for granted. How about you? There's so much that we have to be grateful for. Amazing creations, technology, televisions, cars, jets, you know. And every once in a while, something will go wrong with them, like what happened recently with the crashes. And it's just a part of who we are. We're not perfect. We're trying to be perfect. And the killings in New Zealand, half a world away over there in the Pacific Ocean, nothing new, right, my friends? Same old story. Somebody loses it, loses their temper, is maybe mentally, as a mental disorder, better put, perhaps depressive condition, bipolar, schizophreniac, you know. And that usually is because of the genes that they inherited. It could be because they were raised improperly by their parents. It could be because when they're in utero, their mother might have smoked and drank. All these things to consider are real. You know, don't hide from the truth. That's one thing that we have a big problem with here on planet Earth in our civilization, is that we can't handle the truth. But on that subject, let me tell you about the most recent cover of the National Geographic magazine. Have you seen that? You know what it says? We are not alone. And it's got a picture of, looks like a galaxy maybe, you know, with thousands of stars and nebulas, you know. And finally, someone is bold enough to come out and say it, you know, rather than NASA discovering some life at the bottom of an ocean on Europa, you know, by sinking a probe through the ice and down to the hydrothermal vents and discovering life there, like here on Earth, you know, all kinds of life hangs around the hydrothermal vents there, and fishes and other sea creatures. And so that spaceship would come back and they would have photographs, maybe videos of life elsewhere in the solar system. But guess what? We don't need that to know that there is life out there. Anybody who wants to think logically about this matter. Now, I've said this before, and I'll say it again because some of you might be new listening to my show. I know you love my show, don't you? It's wonderful. It'd be nice if I've got a call sometime in the future from someone who says, hey, we'd like you to have your own radio show with our radio station like Art Bell used to have with Coast to Coast. Blake Ruby, he's really cool. Some of the things that he says are awesome. Yeah? You like me? Well, I like you. I like everybody. One of our dogs has just come out in the patio. Come on, Goldie. I'm trying to do my radio show here. She's a very loving dog. We have an American Pit Bull Terrier. And over on my right, there's a Smooth Fox Terrier. They love to run. If I may give you some advice, my friends, if you have any dogs, let them run. Find a place. I know it's not easy because, you know, they can be a danger to other people. But they have dog parks, and then if you find an isolated place, and they should be obedient to a certain extent, you know, and hopefully they're not aggressive towards other people, but dogs love to run. It's good for them. It exercises their heart, just like us. You know, we need to exercise our heart, too, and bring it up to the heart rate that is required, recommended for our age, you know, so many beats per minute. And I've been doing that myself recently. I would say over the last year, I've been getting back into running where I hadn't been running for a long, long time when I was in the Army. And I got a profile just before I got out of the Army. And so it hasn't been easy getting back into shape, but I've done it. I can't run for distances, and I really don't like running distances. It seems kind of boring to just plod on for mile after mile, in my opinion. Some people love it, you know, and I don't want to discourage them. I'm just saying it's not right for me now. I'm 60, probably 65 in August, and what I like doing is just kind of like sprinting, or maybe not full sprint power for short blast, you know, short runs, and then walking. So what I have is a method called the walk-run-walk method. Jeff Galloway, who you can find on the internet, has the run-walk-run method, where he runs 30 seconds, walks for 30 seconds. But me, my latest theory, and I think anyone, this would be good for anyone, because you need to, everyone needs to run to get back into running. Why? Because it'll help you to be happy. It really will. I remember when we were young, we were children, we would run everywhere, and we were so happy, always laughing, always running. But we got away from that. People told us, don't run. Okay. But if you want to get back into shape, even if, of course, you know, I must say this, don't do this without your doctor's approval. But even just a little bit of running, you know, like even if you can run just 25 yards to start off with, that would be good. Good for you. It's so much fun, too, because the body is born to run, you know? The body is born to run. We are born to run. We should be able to run all the way up until we're old people. So I kind of digress there, but that's what I do on my radio show. You know, I have a whole hour to talk about things, and I'll eventually get back to the point I was trying to make. But, and I don't remember the last, very last thing I was thinking about before I went off in a tangent, but let me get back to, Spirits of the Universe, the name of my radio show. My friends, in order to, and I, as I mentioned previously, I'm very proud of having come up with this title, because like I said, I had God is on the Sun and Blake Rubiology. Now, I finally found something I can settle with, and surprisingly, I had wanted to name my show that from the beginning, you know, after the gray brain and the golden soul. By the way, the soul is really nothing more than the brain of a spirit, you know. You have a spirit inside your body, just like you have a brain in your physical body. The soul is the brain of the spirit, and it kind of powers the spirit. You know, it has all the memories of previous lifetimes, and also, it just guides the spirit. It's like the brain does for the physical body, the soul does for the spirit. Understood? Isn't that a pretty simple explanation rather than what some people talk about? And so spirits of the universe, each and every one of us, is a spirit. And we will die one day. God willing, you live to be a ripe old age, so you can accomplish much spiritual development here in this life. And because you're here, we're here to learn. We're here in this very special learning environment as spirits, experiencing the darkness and light the sun gives us. You know, we have half a day of light, half a day of darkness. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing what the Creator has done? When I say the Creator, I mean not only the Supreme Creator of the universe. And I hope my teaching, what the words that I speak aren't too difficult for you to understand. And think good thoughts about me, please, because it's not easy to talk about things like this, okay? When you talk about spirituality and these elevated concepts such as reincarnation, the afterlife, extraterrestrial phenomena, it takes a courageous person to talk about that, okay? You think you could? How many of you pray all the time? You pray all the time? Do you believe in God even? I'm sure you do if you're listening to my show, when you listen to all the other great shows on BBS Radio. And I know that there are a lot of beautiful people out there who have all these wonderful shows, and they are very bad souls, I think. And like I mentioned, there's no real difference between an advanced soul or a beginning soul other than just the time that you've spent in existence, my friends. It's like comparing a first grader to a 12th grader. Obviously, the 12th grader was born before the first grader, and so has had the privilege, the opportunity to learn more during their lifetime. And some of you with brothers and sisters know that. It doesn't mean they're any better than you because they're older. And I think that's understandable, right? I don't need to mention that again. So I'm here in my back patio. The sun is setting over in the distance. There's still about an hour of sunlight, you know, because we gained an hour last week. I have a peach tree and a plum tree in our backyard, in my backyard. And the peach tree already has small little peaches on it. Not bad, huh? For 5 days, 4 days before spring. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. Gorgie, hi, Gorgie. Our dog has run up to me again to be patted. She wants loving attention. Hi, Gorgie. Such a wonderful day. It's very kind of fresh. The air is fresh and clean. Let's say about 60, 65 degrees. So let me, there's a, we have four dogs. Hold on, please. Let me walk over here. I can hear the television from inside the house. So I went and closed the door. I'll give myself a little bit more peace and quiet. So I don't think there's too many people like me. I know that there's a lot on that have shows on VBS Radio and elsewhere who embrace these higher level concepts of spirituality. And if you're listening to me right now, then you're one of the people who are either highly evolved or embrace that desire to develop yourself spiritually and evolve, to learn about things. And this is just one way of learning. You can also get a book, read lots of books like I did over the years, you know, about near-death experiences and alien abductions, which really, maybe that's a bad way to describe them, because these extraterrestrials, for the most part, have good intentions, right? Because if they wanted to, they could destroy our planet. Or they could destroy us and take over our planet, because we live in a beautiful world. You know, it's amazing all the life that we have here. And that's one point now I remember where I was going before when I got sidetracked, which I don't mind doing. Sidetracked myself, and then I eventually get back to where I was. And I'm saying all kinds of good things, right? So you don't mind. Here on Earth, we have about 30,000 types of fish in the oceans, seas, rivers, lakes. 10,000 types of birds. Isn't that amazing? All the different types of birds with their different colored feathers, and their different eyes and beaks and sizes, shapes. 9,000 types of reptiles. Think of all the different snakes there are. Beautiful creations, right? You know, with a purpose for the ecological system. 5,000 types of mammals, amphibians. Think of all the fruits, the vegetables, the trees, and the flowers. Hundreds of thousands of types of flowers, right, on Earth. And I see a lot of them around here in springtime in Texas, you know, on the side of the roads, the Texas lilacs and the beautiful orange flowers, yellow flowers. Everything's beginning to bloom here, you know, because here in Texas it's a lot warmer, as you know. My point is, with all that life, I mean, take over a million types of insects. How can I forget that? And take a simple insect, an ant, if you will. Something even in all our technological advancement, we could not even begin to create an ant, something as small as an ant, with its eyes that see, you know, and metabolisms that eat food and process it throughout their body to excrete it later on, like we do, you know. And they have antennas to feel, legs to walk, you know, and they can reproduce in their own way, you know. Amazing. The creator who created all that life here on Earth with the power and the knowledge to create all this life isn't it logical, my friend, that the Creator, I'm talking about, I won't get into that now, but it's logical to say that the Creator of the universe, with the capability to create all that life that I just mentioned here on Earth, could create the same life elsewhere, anywhere, any type of life, even something that we couldn't even imagine. Let me close the door here. I was out in the backyard and I just came in. I pushed the door open, so now I could hear the TV. Then I could hear the TV. So I closed it again. So, but what if all this life happened by accident? All that life I just mentioned, over a million types of insects, 30,000 types of fish, you know, what I just said. Could that all have happened by accident? All these creatures with bodies and eyes, reproductive systems and metabolisms, and some are able to fly, and some are able to burrow underneath the ground, and some live in trees, and they eat each other, and they interact, and the birds have all these different whistles. And all that happened by accident? Well, if it did happen by accident, couldn't it happen by accident elsewhere in the universe? In the Milky Way galaxy, or on another galaxy, in another galaxy. So, I love talking about these things. It's not easy, like I mentioned. One has to be courageous to talk about near-death experiences, for example, or extraterrestrials. It's like taboo. Some people don't have time to think about them. You know, they've got their jobs. They're thinking about what they're going to eat in their next meal. Money, you know, money is always a concern. Money is a concern with me. I make good money, but we spend it too. You know, that's the struggle to keep our heads above water, so to speak. You know, and I think most people, the majority of people, are experiencing the same thing. Especially when you have a large family, you know. And we've got four cars that I pay for. I've got my wife, stepdaughter, three grandchildren, four dogs, and two cats live here in this house. We would like a bigger house, you know. Anybody have any money out there to give me a gift as a gift? I'll be your spiritual advisor. How does that sound? I don't know. I just threw that out there. But I got to be truthful. I do think about things like that. You know, if I had my own radio show, like I mentioned, Art Bell, or I forget the name of the fellow now who took over from Art Bell. I think he passed away. Coast to Coast, where they talk about all kinds of subjects, you know, late at night and then the wee hours in the morning. I could do that too, you know. I've got tons of subjects that I could talk about. I mean, I have my book, The Gray Brain and the Golden Soul. It's got 31 chapters. Anything from the original creator of the universe, you know, the Big Bang, co-creator gods of galaxies and solar systems, angels, the different types of angels, the devil. Well, let me tell you about the devil. I go to the chapel on Lackland Air Force Base Sundays to the gospel service. One of the best things I've ever done in my life. I'm a member of the choir. We sing these beautiful songs, beautiful praise and worship to the creator of everything, you know, Mother God and Father God, too, of our solar system. Maybe that's the one thing that you have a problem with, if you do out there, that you don't believe in a Mother God. And I've talked about this many, many times before on past shows, and it doesn't mention a Mother God anywhere in the Bible, and some people, they kind of bet their lives on the Bible, you know, that it's 100% true. Not me. I believe in most of it, but not all of it, because I know that it's just a book, really. I mean, you can call it what you want, but the fact is it's a book only. It's a great book. It's a holy book. It's got divine intervention in it, like never before in our past. It talks about that divine intervention, but it was written by people who are less, shall I say, developed than we are way back then, even though they were inspired by God. God didn't actually look over their shoulders and tell them what to write, you know. Now, write this down. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, word for word. Okay, now, I didn't say that. It came from their mind. Although you can say they were inspired by God, but you can be inspired by God right now, too. Not only back then, but right now. Correct? You see, what I talk about is logical and rational. But really, people who are illogical and irrational are kind of, that's characteristic of the younger souls. Nothing negative intended, but it's understandable, you know. But you who listen to my show, you're probably of the more advanced soul variety, maybe intermediate soul, maybe just a few lifetimes, you know, in the past. And you ever wonder what the actual goal is? You know, you go through all these lives to achieve what? In the distant future, right? To be a co-creator God. To be like God. Yes, you can be like God. You can keep refining your soul from one lifetime to the other until you can be like God. You'll never be the supreme creator of the universe who initiated the Big Bang. But you can be like the creator and have the same power. Once you know how to use your words, speak the words in a specific way, in a constructive way, then you will be like the creator one day. And so it is with our spirit mother and father on the heaven, on the sun, which is heaven, which is the spirit world, the world on fire, right? But not only the fire, not the fire of a match, let's say if you light a match, but a very special fire, a nuclear fire. It's the fire of God. And the spirit, my friends, can live in the fire. The spirit that leaves your body when you die is made of light energy. The spirit inside your body now is made of light energy. So when we pass away, the spirit continues to exist, goes to the spirit lands, if you will, not only on the sun, which is the highest heaven, if you will, but there are some spirits that stay earthbound. As you know, they're called ghosts. All of my book, The Gray Brain and the Golden Soul, on in the Amazon Kindle bookstore, I haven't received a penny in royalties. How about that? It's been there for a couple of years. I thought I was going to be rich. I'm just kidding. But it would have been nice to receive some money. But no, there's a way around for having to pay anything. If you're a member of Kindle Unlimited, you can read it for free, you know. So I haven't made a penny from it. I don't know how many people have read it. As I mentioned, not many people are on my level, or that's the wrong way to put it, who are interested in the same things I'm interested in, you know. I had the benefit of having a mother who was very spiritually developed. She was a mystic, you know. She was a Rosicrucian. How many people have heard of the Rosicrucians? They're an ancient society that existed back in the Egyptian days, 5,000 years ago, and they're interested in subjects like astral projection, dreams, and the nature of the human spirit, colors, the aura, the human aura, past lives, reincarnation, that kind of thing. So she was a mystic. Even though she smoked and drank all her life, she did that too. She was also a World War II baby. Lived back in those days. She went through the bombing of London. My dad was in the British Army, was at Normandy and Dunkirk. Wounded in action and shipped back home, rehabilitating when the war ended, which drove him crazy, no doubt, because he wanted to be there when it all was over, right? Celebrating the victory. But alas, it wasn't to be. And so he got part of his left hand shot off by a German recoilless rifle, and he was an alcoholic. He had severe PTSD. Both my parents were alcoholics, but, you know, that's just the nature of human beings here on this planet, our physical bodies, you know, what we have to deal with, the flesh versus the spirit. So we have all these wars in our past, right? Millions and millions and millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of people that have been killed throughout the centuries by people who haven't been able to resolve their differences by talking, by just agreeing or agreeing to disagree or compromising or just even sitting down and having a conversation with someone and asking them questions, you know, to satisfy your curiosity as to why you don't believe what they believe. Take, for example, O.J. Simpson. You know, some people might think, well, he's guilty of killing his wife, you know. Others, like me, think he was innocent. But in his situation, if you had an opportunity to sit down and talk with him for 30 minutes, perhaps you might change your mind, huh? After you'd asked him all the questions you wanted to ask and looked at his body language, you know, and gauged his, considered his answers, and you might come out at the end thinking that, well, I don't think he did do it after all. I don't think he did it. But the point I'm making is that we have to be more open-minded about some things and not judge people prematurely, because unless we ask that person, then our knowledge is limited or incomplete as far as our ability to make a judgment of them. And so it is, going back to what I was saying, with people throughout the centuries, and even now there's fighting going on among all kinds of people. And it's got a lot to do with not having money, you know. The people who have money versus the people that don't. Because we all want to have enough money to live, right? To not only have a shelter and food, but also the finer things in life, having an automobile, having a boat, a motorcycle, going on vacations every once in a while. But some people are just struggling to survive, to get enough to eat. Homeless people living in the streets. People don't have enough money to buy shoes for their children, you know. I'm sorry for that. I wish I could do more, you know. But I always give money to homeless people every time I see them. And it says in the Bible, don't get me wrong, because I said that I don't believe everything the Bible talks about is true. I believe most of it, but there are some parts I don't believe actually happened. And I'm entitled to my beliefs, my opinions. There's only one truth, really, and it is the truth. It's either not the truth or it is the truth. And let me talk about the devil. I was getting on that subject. Now, for all of you out there, like the chaplain today, I don't want to say anything negative about him. He's a great man, very intelligent, and he's an excellent public speaker. He gets up there and he always shows a video, and he has slides, and he talks very intelligently about his subjects, and it's a trip through the past. I love it. But when you talk about the devil harassing us, ruining our lives, you know, as if the devil had equal power to God. And I'm sorry, I don't believe that. And let me tell you why. If we are the children of God, and we are, you know we are, God created us, the Creator created us. I'm talking about it all began with the Big Bang and the formation of the first solar system, one after the other, and one galaxy after another, to where we are here today in the spiral arm of the Milky Way galaxy. And we are God's children. And when I say God, I mean not only the supreme creator, but also our mother God, father God. And they can also be called God, one God, because when they merge their spirits together, they become just like the supreme creator. And when we were created as souls, you know, we have soulmates. We're created as two parts in one, parts of the whole. Yes, you have a soulmate. Because when you were created, breathe into existence, so to speak, by our spirit mother and father, our mother God, father God, we were male and female, just like the yin and the yang, the positive, the negative. The whole universe is positive, negative, male and female. The whole universe, my friend, not just here on Earth, but the whole universe is male and female. The supreme creator who created everything is male and female. Angels are androgynous, male and female, too. Sometimes more one than the other, more female than male, or more male than female. But they are androgynous. Why? Because the original creator, the supreme creator, hey, supreme creator, hey, I love you. You're awesome. I love you. I'd like to give you a hug and a kiss, supreme creator of the universe, who made the universe. You're so beautiful. If I could just spend some time with you in the future, that would be wonderful. The intelligence of the supreme creator is just incredible. You have to admit, my friends, there exists an intelligence out there that is so amazing. Oh, my God. To create all this life, the knowledge that takes, it's like magic. So what I was saying about the devil, we're God's children, right? Like Jesus said, and, you know, I love Jesus more than you do. Let me say that again. I love Jesus more than you do. I'm just kidding. You can love Jesus as much as you want without competing with me. You know, I'm just saying when I get to heaven, I know I'm going to be by Jesus' side. He's going to be there. But that doesn't mean that I understand who Jesus is. He is just like you and me, an advanced soul aspiring to be a co-creator God. And sometimes there are missions to come to planets to help out the people during a rough time in their evolution, you know, when things are going really bad like they were back then, with bestiality and fighting and killing and sexual immorality all over the place. The time was ripe for divine intervention back then. And indeed, Jesus shows up and, you know, the Star of Bethlehem shined down on that cradle. You know, extraterrestrial intervention, divine intervention. And Jesus died on the cross. He came back to life. Hey, divine intervention, extraterrestrial intervention. And Jesus ascended. Divine intervention, extraterrestrial intervention. Very similar, not always the same, because the Spirit, Mother, and Father in heaven have the power to do spontaneous. As I mentioned, God is magical. The supreme creator. Don't be confused. As I mentioned, let me just lay it out for you, okay? God, when I say God, I can either mean the supreme creator, okay? Or Mother God, she's a God, or Father God, or together, when they come together and they merge and they become one, they merge their spirits, that's when they're able to create through the synchronicity of their words and thoughts and words, then they are one, but they are God then. So together as a God, or separately as a God, or the supreme creator as a God. When I say God, it could be any one of those four, actually. Is that confusing for you? Just like it was, Jesus' teaching was to the disciples, and some of them walked away. I'm sorry, we can't handle this. What did he say? He said that in order to be like me, you have to eat my flesh and drink my blood. And they said, I'm sorry. What in the heck does that mean? You know, we can't handle that teaching. Anyway, let me get back to the devil. Okay. So we are God's children, right? Now we're good. Now you know what I mean by God. We are God's children. And Jesus taught us to pray, right? He said, our Father who art in heaven. Although he should have said, our mother and father who art in heaven. But he did say Our Father. It's written down in the Bible, right? You agree so far? So what does that mean to all you logical people out there? Our. 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 Father. Our. 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 Doesn't mean that Jesus is God himself. The Father is separate from the Son, right? Jesus is not the Father, my friends. See, you need to, some people need to have complete knowledge, rational knowledge. But I say that in a good way. I love you, okay? Don't take it personally. I'm just trying to tell you the truth. So, the devil is none other than Archangel Lucifer. And you knew that, but he didn't fall from grace. God didn't make a mistake. God didn't foresee he was going to do that because it didn't happen. If God had foreseen it, then he wouldn't have let it happen. He wouldn't have created the angel in the first place with the ability to rebel. Am I being logical enough, or are you just going to throw a temper tantrum like a child and just walk away and just stick to your untruthful beliefs? Okay, are you following me? I didn't mean to say anything negative, but I'm just trying to tell you the truth here. So, Archangel Lucifer is in charge of the demons and hell. That is his purpose, his God-given purpose. The Creator, who also is God, I mean, the same word, Creator God. Again, the Creator could mean the Supreme Creator, the Mother Creator, the Father Creator, or when they merge together, the spirits, they're one Creator also. And they made your soul and your spirit. So Archangel Lucifer is in charge of the demons who exist. They really do exist. And why do they exist? Because some people need harassing. They need to get back on their path. We all have a mission here on Earth. We have to complete our missions. That's the goal. Besides developing ourselves spiritually and evolving, we were given a mission to complete. So the object is to graduate from this existence by having performed our mission. Graduate with honors, in other words, my friends. So if let's consider the way that the Christians believe, and I consider myself a Christian more than anything, but they believe that the devil rebelled, and right now the devil is harassing us. And the devil has equal power to God, which is not true, as you know. If God wanted to, God could destroy the devil, right? And if the devil was harassing us in the way that Christianity says the devil is harassing us, if God was on our side, why wouldn't God destroy the devil? Because the devil is doing something that isn't nice to his children, that isn't fair to his children, that isn't loving to his children. God would destroy the devil if God wanted to, because the devil is not being nice to us. That's the best way I can put it, my friend. But you're missing the point. I think some people are out there. The point is, the devil does not have equal power to God, and God could destroy the devil if he wanted to, he, she wanted to. But the fact is, the truth is, the devil is Archangel Lucifer and was created by God to be in charge of the demons and hell, which is God's jail. Yes, you heard me. I said God's jail. That's where people go when they're bad after this existence, if they haven't done all those things that you need to do to get to the higher planes of existence in the afterlife. Yeah. So I was talking about ghosts, too. There are ghosts, which are people just like you and me, who have died, usually suddenly, violently. Yeah. And they don't know that they're dead. But then again, you don't know that you're alive. You don't know that you can die, so you don't know you're alive. The ability to know that you can die is a sign of a higher evolved soul. But some people are not highly evolved souls. That's just the fact of the matter, you know. Not all of us are advanced souls. I'm not saying I'm an advanced soul. Perhaps you're more advanced than I am, you out there around the world. How are you doing, by the way, over there in Russia and Chile and South America, Antarctica? There's a shack up there in a little house in Antarctica near the North Pole where they're listening to BBS radio. Maybe in Australia, in New Zealand. Oh, by the way, that person that killed 49 people, I'm getting tired of hearing about that, you know? I mean, I'm sorry for all the people that lost their lives. May God bless their souls. And God, please comfort the loved ones of those who lost, comfort those who lost their loved ones. Please help those who are injured to heal. But you know what? Aren't you getting tired of these kinds of things happening? In a civilized world, this kind of thing shouldn't happen, my friends. And it shouldn't deserve the paper that it's written on. It shouldn't deserve, like, more than a minute of airplay, you know, because that's what really encourages these people to do things. They get their name in the spotlight, you know. It's broadcast on television everywhere, and it's in the newspapers, and oh, they're Jack the Ripper, you know, they've done this, they've achieved fame in a very evil, deranged way, you know. For me, I just wish that they would just say, ladies and gentlemen, we had another mass shooting today. 49 beautiful people were killed. Our prayers go out to their families. May God bless their souls. It's a shame this kind of thing happens in a civilized world. That's it. End of the matter. Don't talk about it any further. Don't give these people their heyday, their spotlight on television and in newspapers. You know, what to do with those people? I say throw them to crocodiles, you know. We know who did it. Throw them to some crocodiles and experience what it's like to get eaten by crocodiles. I'm just kidding. You know, they actually did that at one time in our past. You ever heard of the civilization called Mu or Lemuria in the Pacific Ocean, like Atlantis? It was like Atlantis in the Atlantic Ocean. A very, very advanced civilization about 15,000 years ago existed on Earth. Yeah, it's true. They had anti-gravity technology. You didn't know that? Well, come on. I'm just kidding. So, and when someone did something like that, you know, killed people or raped a woman, you know, they would put them in a room where they had like a two-way mirror. Yeah, they had that technology back then. Because the world's gone through some reshaping in our past. You know, not only with the dinosaurs being wiped off the face of the earth, but also, hi, Goldie, don't scratch me. Come on now. No scratching. Go on. No scratching. No scratching, Goldie. Our American Pit Bull Terrier, she's very strong. It comes up, sometimes she comes up and scratches you. It's left a mark on my leg. Left some skin off my leg. Anyway, so if someone is guilty of, perceived to be guilty of some crime, they'll put them in a room and they'll be observed by people who are very adept at reading people's body language and behavior, kind of like mind readers. So then they'll be observed and they'll prompt these people who are assumed to be guilty of these crimes with these noises and observe their body behavior, body language, you know. And in the end, they determine if they're guilty or innocent, and then they'll be sentenced to death. And for those who commit murder, back then, supposedly, from what I'm told, what I've read, is that they were thrown into a pit of crocodiles, hungry crocodiles. Now, wouldn't that be a fitting way to execute someone guilty of murder. Take, for example, that person who killed all those people in New Zealand. Now, if he had known that if he was caught and didn't kill himself like they usually do, because they are visited by the Grim Reaper after they've killed all those innocent people, and yes, there is an angel that has the power to come and make people kill themselves, believe it or not. And so they sometimes kill themselves, but other times not. And I think that's the case with this killer and murderer in New Zealand. And we know for without a shadow of a doubt that he did it, you know. And so, of course, I don't know about New Zealand, but here in the United States, it's been probably years before they were executed. I don't know if capital punishment is such a good idea, but it would discourage people from doing things. If that happened in China, do you think that would happen in China? That's one good thing about a communist society. You don't have those mass shootings, huh? What do you think? But anyway, for people that were convicted of rape, they would be found guilty of rape. They would be buried up to their head in an ant's nest, and covered in, have their head covered in honey. And then they would be eaten alive. And I think that is very appropriate, actually. What do you think, my friends? After all, they killed, in the case of this fellow in New Zealand, I don't even want to call him a fellow, a deranged soul, you know, misguided. And I mentioned all the reasons before. But what about all those people that he killed and their families? Do you think throwing him to the crocodiles is too severe a punishment? Then maybe you need to think twice. Yeah. Or you think that this kind of, that violence just begets more violence? Well, I differ with that. I beg to differ because, as I mentioned, you know, these people, they want their day in the spotlight. They just want to be notorious, you know, in some misguided, deranged way. They think that this is their way to achieve fame and fortune. Maybe not so much fortune, but fame, you know, like Jack the Ripper. And some of these terrorist groups, ISIS, you know. Give them a name like ISIS, that sounds kind of fancy, you know. Instead, they should just call them terrorist group number one, terrorist group number two, terrorist group number three. So do y'all like some of the words, some of the thoughts that I expressed in my show today? Or do you think that I'm wrong with some of my concepts, some of my ideas? You think I'm an advanced soul? Maybe I'm just a beginner soul, and you're the advanced soul. You know, I don't care. As I said, just like if you have two brothers, one's in the 5th grade and one's in the 12th grade, obviously the one who's in the 12th grade is a lot more knowledgeable on subjects, has lived longer, has more experience living, but that doesn't mean he's any better than his brother in the 5th grade, who is going to be learning these things later. It just takes time. It's all a matter of time, you know? So we do our time on Earth, transition to the afterlife, have a little vacation in heaven, go on to live another life. Yeah, because that's the Creator, Supreme Creator's will, is that we develop ourselves spiritually, evolved, and we evolve from one planet of a higher evolutionary category to another throughout the universe. So eventually you can be a co-creator God. And have your own solar system. Is that what you thought? Maybe that my mentioning that before has labeled me a fanatic or someone crazy? No. Crazy is a word that can't really be defined adequately, I think. But no, I'm not crazy, my friends. None of us are, you know, really. We're just dealing with life. Trying to do what we're supposed to do. We're here on Earth really only to develop ourselves spiritually. So let me say a quick prayer. Supreme Creator, Master of the Universe, I love you. You are so awesome. I want to worship you forever. I would ask, please, that you help us. Help change the hearts of people who need their hearts changed so that they can develop spiritually. Thank you for everything, and please bless us, God. Bless us, Creator, everyone. This is Blake saying goodbye. I love you. Please continue to listen to my radio show. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.